Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was higher in the wheat futures. Kansas City, December, up 12 and a quarter at 635 and a half. Chicago, December, was up 11 at 563 and three quarters. The big change came midday as there's some talk that a Russian military convoy and some Ukrainian soldiers got into an altercation on Ukrainian soil. So the big question was, why were the Russian troops on the Ukrainian soil? And that's what kind of sparked the wheat rally. That fallout will probably continue through the weekend. Of course, it's nighttime over there. So as things develop into tomorrow, we'll know more information. Soybeans down 4.5 cents, despite what was kind of perceived as a positive NOPA crush report, which we'll talk about in a second. There was also an announcement today of 110,000 metric tons of beans to China, which didn't really push the market up as expected. And there's also some talk that one of the main drivers in this wheat sell-off is that the Russian and Ukrainian farmers are really upping their early sales. It's actually a record sell number for this early in the crop year. The sanctions that the U.S. has put on Eastern Europe and Russia specifically have really caused a damper to the overall grain trade in that part of the world, causing farmers to sell.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today's NOPA crush report, released this morning at 11 a.m., was higher than expected. It came in higher than last month at 119.62. where last month we were at 118.72 million bushels. The average guess, according to the Reuters poll, was 115.8 million bushels. So it was higher than the high end of the range, indicating that the report was just a little bit bullish. They originally thought at 115.8 that would be the lowest July number for 10 years, but that was not the case, as the report was higher than expected. And then the FSA updated their acreage numbers for corn and soybeans. Using historical data against current data, it looks like corn acres will be 90.45 million acres, according to their data, and for soybeans, 84.3 million acres, according to the FSA data at this time. This morning, there was 110,000 metric tons of beans announced sold to China for $14.15. And then next week, the thing that people will be talking about is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. That starts early next week, and they'll have their full final report Thursday afternoon of next week. The weather forecast for the 6 to 14 period are above normal rains and above normal temperatures.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, October live cattle up 40 at 147.75, December up 125 at 150.90, September feeder cattle up 205 at 215.10, and October up 192 at 214.30. October lean hogs down 30 at 94.95, and December up 130 at 89.05. September Kansas City wheat up 11 and 3 quarters at 619 and 3 quarters. December up 11 at 634 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat up 14 at 551 and a quarter. December up 10 and three quarters at 563 and a half. September corn up 3 3/4 at 365 and three quarters. December up 3 1/2 at 377. September soybeans up 4 1/4 at 1102 and a half. And November down 4 at 1052. October cotton down 29 at 63.60. December down 32 at 64.35. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.